we welcome you now to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis.
Okay, so, well, let's open up with prayer. Let's bow our heads. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, we praise you, we give you glory, and we give you honor. Thanking you, God, for this night, this opportunity to come together as men. Thank you, Father God, for all of the wonderful things you've done for all of us. Father God, good times, bad times, whatever it is, you have been consistent and solid. You are why we live, move, have our being. You are why we're here. So we just thank you, Lord, and I pray that this message find its way in each and every one of our lives, God, to help us with this subject matter. So, Father God, we can avoid pitfalls and issues and failures and just all kind of things. We can avoid these things and continue to walk the path that you've called us to walk. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 All right. Lovers of self. This is going to be real quick, but I think this is something that we're all seeing more and more of now. The whole self is God movement that has come over our world, come over our people, come over our leaders, people just investing in who they are, loving themselves. That's a part of Satan's agenda. Satan knows if he can make us love ourselves enough, then our love for the things of God will diminish. Because once you get on the road of loving yourself to the point of pleasing yourself, then you will be in the flesh. And we just talked about the flesh war. You'll lose the flesh war when you're constantly trying to please yourself. So we want to make sure we understand the scripture. I got this picture up because I had this in one of my earlier videos back in the early 2000s, and I still can't believe it. Like, isn't that something? Look at that picture. That's crazy. That's crazy. So you're dressed as the fallen angel, and everybody is lifting their hands up, giving you praise. Lovers of self. 2 Timothy 3:1-2 says, "This know also that in the last days, perilous times, hard times, troubled times will come. For men shall be what? Lovers of their selves." I was talking to somebody the other day who, you know, I was at that party and Justin Bieber's mama was there. Yeah. And Justin Bieber is the best example of this. Like, he keeps trying to get out or trying to sing a gospel song or trying to minister or whatever, and then he goes right back and does a filthy album. And it's like he keeps going back, and people don't understand why won't he come out? Well, he loves himself. He loves himself more than he loves coming out. You can fight your whole life for something, thinking that that will give you the validation that you deserve or that you want. Yeah. If you are on a path to satisfy yourself. And the Bible says, in this day, this is the spirit that's going to be on people, the spirit of self-love. Now, loving what God made is totally different. We all are supposed to have a love for how God made us, what he's called us to be. But we don't love ourselves to the point to where we're seeking to please ourselves over pleasing God. Amen. That's where we have to draw the line. It has to be about God, and it has to be about pleasing God. Amen. The Bible tells us that in the last days, times will get rough. Are times rough?
Yes, sir.
times are rough. People don't know if they're going to even have their job in the next year. Times are rough. Because people will become lovers of themselves. That's what's making our times rough, because people are becoming lovers of themselves. You know, we need to pray for grace for our nation. And pray, amen, pray for grace for our world. Because we're so off track. We're so off track that it's hard for us to even see into the future. How much is God going to allow? Mm-hmm. How much more is God going to allow? But in these times, we become lovers of ourselves. And that's what makes times get rough. This really means that we will prefer, that it means that people will prefer themselves over others. Their own happiness, goals, desires will trump their feelings, love, honor, and respect for others. You know, Elon Musk, man, this man is creating the end of blue-collar work. He's about to deploy hundreds of thousands of robots. I saw a robot dancing in some jeans on a reel today. Had on jeans. I'm like, he's wearing jeans. Like they, I mean, he had on the plaid jacket and jeans. He looked like a blue collar worker. Like Elon's thirst and lust for power and money is causing him to end blue-collar work. And then AI, those that create AI and work AI, they're getting rid of white-collar work.
Sure. Well, if you say, like, in the long term, where will things end up? Long term, I don't know what long term is. Maybe it's 10, 20 years, something like that. For me, that's long term. My prediction is that work will be optional.
Optional.
Optional. So.
We'll take that.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be like playing sports or a video game or something like that. If you want to work, you know, in the same way, like you can go to the store and just buy some vegetables, or you could grow vegetables in your backyard. It's much harder to grow vegetables in your backyard, but some people still do it, because they like growing vegetables. That will be what work is like, optional. Now, between now and then, there's actually a lot of work to get to that point. Mm-hmm. And I always recommend people read Yin Bank's culture books to get a sense for what a probable positive AI future is like. And interestingly, in those books, money is no longer, doesn't exist.
So they prefer those, the few elite, they prefer themselves over others. What they want, what they desire, what they always dreamed of doing, they're not considering other people. People will become so self-absorbed that they will hurt, harm, and even destroy anyone that makes them feel like they are wrong. That's self-absorption. Used to be a day where folks could handle rebuke, handle correction. This is why offenses are at an all-time high. An offended person is really just a person who's in their feelings or self-focused. And a lover of self is what? Yeah. Easily offended. Matthew 24 and 10 says, and then shall many be offended. And then what do offended people do? They betray one another and they hate one another. You know, folk think they're going to heaven hating folks. I tell people all the time, people want to know what the unpardonable sin is. I said, when you don't pardon sin. When you forget that you've been pardoned, but you can't pardon someone else, you won't be in heaven. Because if you won't pardon, you have nobody to pardon you. Amen. Satanism is not about Satan at all. Satan is not here physically, and he has limited power in the earth. But he can manipulate our feelings to make us choose our flesh over God. Amen. So we need to please, and I have to work on this. We got to stop giving Satan the props we give him. Because
right.
A lot of this is us.
Right.
He's using us. We got to quit giving him all these props. He's not here physically, and he has limited power. So his goal is to take the authority we have and manipulate it by making us get in our feelings. Man, our feelings, boy. Ooh, black people. Our feelings. That's the problem. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, "In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." So the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them. He doesn't have the power to stop anyone. So he just takes your ability to see. He wants us to care more about how we feel than how we are.
Amen.
He wants us so full of ourselves that we will not hear anyone that is speaking against our selfishness or our decisions. Matthew 11:15 says, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." Let me tell you something. Everybody can't hear. Everybody in your family can't hear. Some folks can't. They don't have ears to hear. The devil went against the supreme authority of the entire world. He went against God. So his desire is to make us go against that same authority for what we feel we deserve. This is loving self to the point that God seems to be in the way of what we want. That's why people become black Hebrew Israelite. Yeah, because they feel in Christianity the white man is in the way. Huh? You know, the thing that gets me is, how do you leave Christianity to go be black Hebrew? Now, if you grew up in it, it was in your house, and that's one thing. But man, how do you leave the liberty in Christ, the freedom and love in Christ, to go be hateful and vengeful? In Isaiah 14:13 says, "For thou hast said in thine heart," and this is what Lucifer said in heaven, "I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation and in the sides of the north." He said, "I will be like the Most High." The devil went against God, deciding that he deserved supreme authority like God had. And that is what he's convincing us of. When we become a lover of self, we take charge of our lives and speak and do what we feel is best. Yeah, we go on a quest to do what we deem best for ourselves when we become a lover of ourself, just like the devil. We can claim God all day long, but our desires, actions, and decisions will always show who our God really is. The God of Satanism is self. Because God gave us dominion over the earth, the devil has to use us to control the earth. Y'all still with me? Did you know that you are in control of your life and the devil cannot stop anything you purpose to do? Did you know that? Did you know you are in, look at somebody and say, you're in control of your life. God wanted it that way. He wanted you to be in control of your life. You know why he wants you to be in control? So you can give your control to him. Yeah. Yeah. So he wants that. Don't ever think God don't want you in control. He gave us dominion so we can be in control of what goes on in the earth. If we're his ambassador, you know what an ambassador does? We're his representative. So we bring his will into the earth. We make what he wants happen in the earth. You know, a lot of times we pray, you know, God do this and God do that. And God is wanting to do it through us. Yeah, that's why your prayer life is important. That's why you reading the word is important. That's why you being a part of a fellowship is important. Because God, we bring God's will to the earth. When Jesus prayed, he said, not my will, but thy will be done. Meaning, I'm with kenosis, I'm losing, moving myself out of the way so that your will can be accomplished in the earth. He wants the same thing from each and every one of us. Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to be no pastor. You don't have to be no minister. You don't have to be no. God wants you to bring his will. What is his will? That every man be saved. Amen. Yeah. This is why it is important for us to deny ourselves. Because if we do things that are selfish, we will succeed at selfishness. So if we use our dominion to do things that are righteous and self-denying and God exalting, then we will succeed at living righteously. That's simple. Psalms 4:8-4 says, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visited him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hath what? Crown who with glory and honor? Us. Look at somebody and say, me. Crowned us with glory and honor. You. You crowned. When he created you, he crowned you with glory and honor. Made you a little less than the angels. Thou madest him to have what? Dominion over the works of thy hand. Thou hast put all things where? So, okay. Now, did he mention anything about the devil beating this? No, in the earth, we're crowned with glory and honor. In the earth, we have dominion over the things God made, and he's put all things under our feet. Yeah. Yeah. Make you feel kind of good, don't it? No, I mean, really. Somebody like, I wish my wife felt like that. No, I'm just playing. I'm joking. But that's who we are. We have dominion. What the devil wants us to do is become a lover of self, so that we can do things to feel good about ourselves. But this should make us feel good about ourselves. Yes, sir. Yes, This should make us, when you're reading the word, you should read the word from this perspective. When you're walking around, even on your job, you should walk around in this perspective. You're above anything petty. Yeah. My, you know, if you stay above things that are petty, you won't get offended. Somebody does something and it offends you. If you think about it, what did they really do? How can they really hurt you? Did it hurt you? Did it stop your heart? Then it's petty. Is it about feelings? Race? Skin color? What is it? What offended you? That means it's petty. If you can be above things that are petty, you will not be offended. I was watching, me and Jonathan was watching this cartoon the other day. Well, he sent it to me, Looney Tunes. Y'all already know where I'm going. It was back in the day when Looney Tunes didn't care. Boy, they had these Africans on there. Oh my goodness. It had to be the most racist thing I've ever seen. I was almost crying tears laughing. Because that has nothing to do with me. Them cartoon artists who drew that, I don't care how racist they were, they can't hurt me with no sketching. You know what I'm saying? So that would just be petty for me. Oh no! They making fun of my ancestors. No, them ain't my ancestors. Those are not my ancestors. But that's what I'm saying. Keep things that are petty, petty. Be above it. Look who you are. Look who you are. Things that the devil do on earth can't be offending you on that level. That's pettiness. So I'm going to live above that. A little lower than the angels. That's where I want to live. Crowned with glory and honor. That's how I want to live. Dominion over the works of God's hands. And able to put things under my feet. Things that will make folks mad and upset and overstart. I just put that under my feet, man. I have too much to be thankful for. Amen. I have too much to be happy for. Social media is training us to be selfish. I got convicted the other day. I watched 200 reels. No, it wasn't that many, but it was a lot. I looked at the clock and yeah, I felt bad because I was just flicking. Because it kept showing me kind of the same kind of stuff. I was laughing and just flicking. And man, I got caught up, man. I got caught up just. And I looked up and I was like, oh Lord, I need to repent. I wasted an hour. Just gone. You know you can't get time back. I wasted an hour on foolishness. Just nothing. Yeah. But social media is definitely training us to be selfish, and it's making us choose selfish ambition, selfish gain, and self-pleasure over righteousness. For many of us, social media is in our way. It's in the way of our relationship with God. It is making our flesh too strong. Amen. Can we be honest in here? Okay, amen. Sure, there are good reels and good things to watch and hear on social media. But the bad far outweighs the good because there are so many self-lovers on there. Making posts that glorify themselves, Lord, their bodies, accomplishments, and achievements. Then if they aren't doing that, if they aren't glorifying what they have, they're demonizing what other folks have, say, and do. Gossip, beefing, slander, and bot-driven dissension. You know what bot-driven dissension is? That's them phone farms. I think I put up a video of that before, didn't I?
Yes, sir.
The phone farm, where they just look at your post. That's not true. And you'd be like, what? Yes, it is. It is true. No, it's not. And it's just a computer. Now, it's AI driven. So AI can respond to your post with a whole profile. You all upset. And it's not even a human. That's bot-driven dissension. So gossip, slander, bot-driven dissension has taken over the comment section of even the good videos. You can't watch a good video because you know you're going to the comments. You're going to the comments. Ain't that something? Now the comments are more important than the post. Especially when it's something outlandish. You're going to go and find some of these people, and I know they're not real people because they're too funny. Can't nobody think that quick on their feet. These are professional comedians in these comments. Y'all know I'm telling the truth, right? Have you thought that before? Like, now wait a minute. These folk need to be getting paid for this. This is great. But you go now, it's just we're programmed to go to the comments. Comments are just as important as the post. But people are drawn to the comments so they can debate, argue, and just show that they can comment. All of this is self-absorption. One of the most dangerous parts of being a lover of self is that it causes you to hate and be offended by anyone that challenges you. A lover of self cannot properly love anyone else for fear that they may interfere with the love they want. They don't share. They want it all, just like Lucifer did. Amen?
Amen.
In order to truly deny yourself, you must stop being a lover of self. You cannot continue to go around hating people, being jealous of people, or feeling entitled to things that you do not have. You know, we all grew up different. I had different upbringings, and some of us been through different things with our parents and in our neighborhoods or whatever the case. And it may have caused entitlement, jealousy, envy, something to be birthed. But my job as your pastor is to make sure that these things don't reside in us. Amen. No matter where we came from. No matter where we came from, we don't want to bring it here. We want to all be able to overcome these things. Not being jealous, not feeling entitled for the things we do not have. You cannot allow the internet to manipulate your feelings either, to make you do things to please yourself with no regard for others. Our Christian faith is based upon forgiveness and esteeming others more important than ourselves. When we become our only priority and our desire become our daily bread, then we are lovers of self and we are no longer lovers of God's righteousness. So our desire cannot be, what did I mean by daily bread? That means we can't invest in our desire every day. Our desire has to be what God desires.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. 2 Timothy 3:2. Man, all of these is what you see on the internet constantly. Lovers of their own selves. Covetous. Boasters. Proud. Blasphemers. Disobedient to parents. Unthankful, unholy, gay, truce breakers. Well, the Bible has said it politically correct. Truce breakers, man. Truce breaker? False accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. You put a good comment up on social media and somebody will come in and try to refute it because they're a despiser of those that are good. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a what?
Form
of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such do what?
Turn away.
For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lust, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also what?
Resist the truth.
Men of corrupt minds that are reprobate concerning the faith. But the Bible says this, and I believe it. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. This is a deep passage, but it describes our time as if Paul was here. Everything he listed at the beginning of this is what is happening right now in our world. But we got to make sure we are not lovers of our own selves. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Everyone bow your heads. Dear Father God, we just thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for this just simple word, but how important it is for us to check ourselves. Check ourselves to make sure we aren't sowing into ourselves too much. It's not about what others think. It's not about what we always thought. It's not about our feelings at all. But it is about your will being accomplished through us. So right now, Father God, I pray with these men and myself, Father God, that we can overcome the love of self and invest in our love for you. I pray right now, Father God, that you forgive us for any selfishness and that we be pleasing unto you. Help us to overcome all jealousy, all envy. Father God, just any entitlement and all offenses so that we can be free to serve you in this last time, to show you and to be your ambassador, which means to carry you to the world. I pray for this in Jesus' name.
You've been listening to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis, founder of EX Ministries and pastor of the Adamant Believers Council in North Richland Hills, Texas. If this message has been a blessing to you and you would like to be a financial blessing to us, please send your donation to EX Ministries, P.O. Box 24870, Fort Worth, Texas 76124, or donate online at exministries.com.